It's hard to believe, but it's 25 years since John Waters first performed the John Lennon Show, Looking Through a Glass Onion. It comes to Bendigo's Capitol Theatre on the 10th of June. The star of the show, Mr. John Waters, is on the line. Good morning, John. How are you going?
Hi, Sean. I'm well, thank you.
Great to speak to you. We spoke in 2012. You were celebrating 20 years. You're now up to 25. Is it likely we'll speak in 2022?
Yeah. Well, will we still be doing Glass Onion? You know, there's a possibility because it's one of those shows that it won't go away because I think that, you know, that John Lennon, the kind of man he was, and that what we celebrate about him and his music is going to keep being celebrated for many years to come.
How long did you think the show would run?
4 weeks, a season, at the Tilbury Hotel in Woolloomooloo in Sydney. That was our appointed season when somebody else had pulled out of a show in the cabaret room there at that hotel. So they phoned me and asked me if I wanted to do a show, and I quickly rushed this together because I sort of had the idea brewing in my head. But we really thought, we'll see how this goes. And Stuart Darrietta and I realized after a few days that we had people hanging from the rafters in the pub, so we must have been doing something right. And here we are today.
Has the show changed much over the years?
It has. It's been done in various different ways and formats, and bits and pieces have been added and subtracted and changed to the material. It's just part of, you know, my ideas would come to me still about something to just tweak or change a little bit about the show, and, you know, it keeps it all alive for Stuart and myself and our audiences everywhere.
So it's not, strictly speaking, a biography of John Lennon. How would you describe the show?
Yeah, that's always my most difficult task because it's a show where they see a black stage, myself and Stuart Darrietta, guitar and piano and various percussive things that Stuart has over there. He's like a one-man band. And it's memories and thoughts of Lennon interspersed with fragments of songs, sometimes the whole song, particularly celebrating some of the great songs. And it's not in a linear storytelling style, but it's a way of getting inside John Lennon's head. It's like a dream trip, really, and it's perhaps we could call it John Lennon's dream in the moments, the seconds before he died and the bullets from the assassin hit his body. It's the life flashing before your eyes kind of thing.
I know you've done shows with a full band, but this is just you and Stuart, as you mentioned. Does that work best, just the two of you, do you think?
Yeah, I think it going back to the format we had at the Tilbury and the way in which we toured with the show early on, it was a compact and a very sort of personal two-man show. When we branched out and toured with the band, that was fabulous as well because we had such great musicians with us on the stage. But it became a little more of a concert of Lennon songs, I suppose, in a way, because of the music. And I've always wanted to get it back to reach people in this more intimate way of doing it. And so for the last 5 years or so, we've done it this way.
The song Glass Onion is not really one of the Beatles or John Lennon's most well-known songs. Why did you pick this song as the show's title?
Well, I think those who do know the song realise that it's got sort of tongue-in-cheek lyrics about the Beatles era and how it's almost like his little postscript, I told you about Strawberry Fields, you know, the place where nothing is real. And here's another clue for you all, the walrus was Paul. He's sort of toying with people, saying there was a lot of weird stuff going on in the Beatles' time, and it's now basically over, which it was at the time they recorded the White Album, even though they didn't officially break up for a couple of years after that.
31 songs in the show. How'd you pick the songs you're going to include?
I did a lot of my favourite songs, as well as songs that I thought were pertinent to the aspect of Lennon's life and his thoughts, and they were deeply personal to him, as he did write from life. That was something that I always wanted to do, use his lyrics as part of a text of telling his life story, because they're so autobiographical.
And a lot of people probably think that you were born here, but you were born in London. You came here in 68. What brought you here?
Curiosity. £10. There was an old immigration scheme known as the £10 assisted passage for migrants from the UK. But having gone back to England eventually, after 3 years actually it was, I just realised that I'd found a great place to live and work, place I related to very well, and I managed to make my way back to Australia and basically been based here ever since.
I have to ask you quickly about Play School. Did you find a whole new fan base from that show?
I think that's possible because You know, nowadays, of course, it's a long time since I appeared on that show, and there are a lot of people in their 30s and 40s, up to their early 40s, have seen me from childhood. You know, it's a nice relationship to have with an audience. Those memories go along with everything else they've seen me do, all the TV work that I've done, and et cetera, since then.
I've been speaking to John Waters. His show, Lennon, Looking Through a Glass Onion, is celebrating 25 years. It comes to Bendigo's Capitol Theatre on Saturday the 10th of June. If you'd like to win tickets to the show, listen to The Long Lunch each day next week. Great to speak to you, John. Look forward to seeing you in Bendigo on the 10th, and I'll speak to you in 2022.
Thank you, Sean. That's great. I'll see you then. 2022 is a date.